Thanks, Damian, and good afternoon. Humboldt State University President Roland Richman issued a statement on Tuesday regarding the terrible crash on I-5 near Orland that claimed the lives of 10 people. They were on their way to visit the campus as part of the spring preview. Richman said in the statement that the campus has been deeply affected by the tragedy and that grieving for the loss continues. To help with that grieving is a noontime service, memorial service, tomorrow at 12:30 in the quad, and at 5:30, a candlelight procession. Five prospective students, along with HSU counselor and recruiter Arthur Arzola, died in the crash that involved their tour bus and a FedEx tractor trailer. The sheriff's office is looking for two women wanted in connection with an armed robbery on Dowse Prairie Road Wednesday morning. The two victims had accepted a ride from an acquaintance at the Blue Lake Casino, but the driver made a stop in Trinidad first, and that's when a woman armed with a knife got into the car. The driver stopped the car on Dowse Prairie Road, and the passenger, known only as Sonia, allegedly pulled out a knife and robbed the two victims. The driver has been identified as 25-year-old Candace Keeshan Swain, a transient who is 54, about 145 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. A be on the lookout has been issued for Swain. The second suspect is a heavyset woman about 250 to 300 pounds who is wearing dark clothing and who is armed with a 6-inch knife. The woman may be from Hoopah and had her dark hair pulled into a bun. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And while en route to a residence on State Highway 254 in Wheat on Wednesday, sheriff's deputies were notified that an unwanted male was on the premises and that the man was also wanted for attempted murder and vehicle theft in Sonoma County. When deputies and CHP officers reached the scene, they spoke with the woman who made the call, and she informed them that 20-year-old Juan Luis Ayala Jr. was inside and that she wanted him gone. Deputies entered the residence and took Ayala into custody without incident, and he was booked into the county jail to await transfer to Sonoma County. CHP officers were able to locate the vehicle Ayala allegedly stole, a Ford Escort, which was found in the South Fork High School parking lot. Humboldt County is now in the forest management business. County supervisors have voted to go ahead to buy the McKay Tract. Dan Squire has a report.
Following Tuesday's decision by the Board of Supervisors, Humboldt County will now go about the work of turning some 1,000 acres in Cutton into a working community forest. And unless a new name can be agreed upon, the parcel will be known as the McKay Tract Community Forest. The county will receive nearly $7 million in grants from several state agencies, including the Coastal Conservancy and the Wildlife Conservation Board. The Trust for Public Land has provided $125,000 to help cover the startup costs to get the project moving, and the forest will not open until the transfer from Green Diamond is complete and until appropriate access points and trail segments are developed. The McKay Tract will become the first county-owned and managed community forest in the state.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The bad news of the day becomes overwhelming, according to a Humboldt County religious group, the Interfaith Fellowship. And that's why they've been singling out people in the county's version of a peace prize. This May 4th, they'll be awarding a $4,000 prize to someone whose efforts have promoted peace in our community. They'll also be taking a moment to honor Father Eric Freed, who died in a savage New Year's Day beating. One of the candidates for the Peace Prize is Reverend Dan Price of the First Presbyterian Church.
I think it creates peace when religious leaders are talking to each other and not, creating bombs or hating each other.
Reverend Price has been helping Betty Chin, the Eureka woman who constructed a day center for people without homes or jobs. He also organizes groups of students to live with overseas families. And finally, he's marshaled other clergy to help with social causes.
The news gets so bad, and it just discourages all of us, and we think, the world's going to hell in a basket. And I think when we hear that people, good people, doing good things, or even just ordinary people doing good things, it encourages all of us.
Reverend Dan Price. The prize will be awarded Sunday night, May 4th at 7 in the First Presbyterian Church in Eureka. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.